How did you get here, Ryder? We paid the commissioner to have you suspended.
See, that's the funny thing about buses. They can take you anywhere.
Man, fuck you. You killed most of my gang. Only bus-related incidents. Well, now we're in on this. It's just you and me. The fuck? A bullet giant? Now?
Sorry. Looks like your gun is currently not in service.
No, please, I beg you. Not the window! Ah!
Ticket, please.
Ryder, you killed Big Bad?
That's right, Captain. I took direct shuttle to kick in his ass.
I'm sorry, Ryder. I had no idea the Commissioner was on the take. We moved to arrest him, but he's gone.
That's okay, Captain. I've got a daysaver ticket. I'm on a long haul. Just as like a bus, you're waiting for it forever, and all of a sudden, there it is.
He's a loose cannon, stubborn, weird bus pun-making son of a bitch. But by God, it's just what we need.
Welcome to Shark Select.
Everyone, and welcome once more to Shark Select. Three guys in the employ of some weird wizards. And we're here to talk to you about video games and other such things from the world of geek culture. I am your host, Winstorf, as ever. Some people call me Craig. They're the people in real life. And I'm joined by my two good friends. It's Ryan.
Hello.
And back from the dead, it's Stu. Wow. That is like a proper back from the dead voice as well. So before we get to the podcast, Stu, I've got a question to ask you in relation to last week.
On.
To heal you, did the wizards put you in those vats with goo in, like in Star Wars?
No, it's more like the ones in Wanted, like a bath of wax.
Oh, right, but I'm guessing the wax was suspicious fluid.
Yeah, it had a hard crust that to break my way out of.
What did it smell like?
Cum.
But once again, the illusion of suggestion is shattered by Stu. It's good to have you back, Stu. It's a shame you missed the end of Platformers Tournament Round 2. That's you. We know you love a good tournament.
I know. I'm not even sure there was one yet.
You don't? Oh, yeah, you don't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'll be shocked and surprised, as I'm sure the listeners were, if they've not battered down the door and killed us all yet for some of the controversial decisions we made. But there we go.
Hashtag not against Nintendo at all.
Yeah, hashtag not biased. My Switch is sat right next to me. Look, I'm holding it right now. You can't see it, but Ryan can. He can prove it. Look, Ryan, look.
Yeah.
Be playing The Witcher 3 on it. Not a Nintendo exclusive, but there you go. So, first of all, promotional bits and bobs, which using the wizard skills, we've managed to narrow down to be less laborious. So, you can find us on Twitter. That's the main place to get in touch with us. It's at ShartSelectPod. It's maintained by Stu, who is over there. Hi, Stu.
Hello.
Any particularly good memes going on this week, Stu?
Only one that we're going to cover today.
Toad's hat. Yeah, Toad's hat. We'll be talking about Toad's hat later. All of the socials, we are, just search for Shark Select, you'll find us. Ooh, that was really snappy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh, that was good, that. Might say that again. All of the socials, search for Shark Select. Ooh, Ryan, get your hand off my leg. We're also, of course, Apple Podcasts /iTunes. So we're going to mention that. You give us good reviews. We get extra boosting on the old algorithme, as they call it in France, I'm sure. And of course, we must now mention that we are on Patreon. That's now live. www.patreon.com/sharkselect. If you go there, there's some nice affordable tiers with lots of goodies in for you. And as usual, if you don't have enough money to send our way, don't feel guilty. We still love you, and you're not going to be held back from any major content, because we love you all.
You know what, you can think of the Patreon thing.
Oh, yeah.
If you saw us in a bar, would you buy us a drink?
Yes. I mean, the answer would probably be no in real life.
No, because we probably wouldn't be in the bar, to be fair.
And if we were, we'd be like the three super awkward, like nerdy-looking thick boys hiding at the back, going, oh, God, he's looking at me.
Or if we were in the canteen in the tower.
Yes. Yeah. If you were in the canteen in the tower, would you buy us a drink?
Yeah.
The answer is probably yes, unless you're the wizards, because they're tight bastards.
Mm. And they just spit on us.
I'm not buying you a drink. That's live footage.
Dirty
I recorded.
Little cunts, they're talking about us again.
Yeah, exactly. See, they hate us. After the week before last season, where Ryan pissed them off, they've been really funny with us.
Yeah, and then you dropped yourself in it again.
I fucking did. Yeah. Fenwick dragged me upstairs, got a spanking paddle, and bent me over his knee.
Fucked you.
Well, you didn't fuck me, Ryan. No, he's not like, what? Ryan? Tower?
Yeah, sorry, it's just something that you don't want, isn't it? That's what it is.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Oh, I wish those wizards wouldn't drag me upstairs and show me their meat staffs. All right, it's getting weird. Let's move on very quickly. We're also on Spotify, so if you follow us on there and listen to us on there, much goodness will come your way in terms of good luck. And Stu will visit you in the night like a little fairy.
Oh, give you a special treat.
Exactly. A couple of extra things to mention this month before we get to the meat of things. After our Thick Boy tournament a couple of episodes ago, we've noticed that Steve from @GameTelford has become a samurai. Now, he says it's because he's promoting Nioh 2 coming out, but we all know the truth. He's trying to bulk up for next year's tournament.
Yeah.
In fact, the @GameTelford Twitter account confirmed this. So, 2021, we're going to have Samurai Steve. Something to look forward to, everyone.
He might have gained more powers before then as well.
Well, that's true. He gains powers all the time, doesn't he?
He had the Doomslayer's helmet before.
Yeah, fuck hell. He's becoming the Doomslayer now as well.
Yeah.
He's becoming unstoppable. I think he might win next year just off his powers alone.
He might even be in the main tournament.
Yeah, the Battle of the Titans. as recorded with our friend Grief Burrito.
Now, of course, main, just gaming people tournament.
Worth mentioning as well this week, that long-time fan of the podcast, one of our earliest fans, our friend @Deluxe_Man on Twitter, Dave, has now got his own podcast, Anyone for Seconds. So if you like other podcasts, I mean, why would you listen to anyone but us? But if you do want to, check out Anyone for Seconds. It's quite good. There you go. Podcast friends, right?
Mm.
Podcast friends.
Best friends forever and ever.
Oh, friend.
Okay. Now that that's done, now let's get on to the bit that everyone loves the most, officially. It's officially the sexiest part of the podcast. Many women wait till their husbands go out to work, turn the volume on to full, and just listen to Ryan's voice saying this.
Well, I've been voted 3 times as the sexiest voice of Shard Select.
So. It's true. It's 3 for 3 with you, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know why.
People just love your monotonous growl. You're like Clint Eastwood, maybe. Mm. Just say, like, apologise to my mule, and things like that. Anyway.
Listen to Shard Select.
It's time for Ryan's Surprise, everybody. Now, what have you got for us this week, Ryan?
It's a special AI-written script for you.
Oh, yes.
It's a little bit longer, but it's all right. It's X-Files. I'll do the narrating.
Okay.
If you wish.
Yep.
And then there's a part for Mulder and a part for Scully.
Who wants to be Mulder? Do you want to be Mulder, Stu?
Yeah, go on then.
I'll be Scully then.
All right.
Let's do it.
Exterior, museum garage, nightfall. A man wearing rubber gloves and office trash leaning against a large blue environment. Alien baby begins screaming. Cut to interior, the door room. The phone rings through the computer. Mulder nods at the computer. Door slides open. Mulder nods at the door. Scully sighs into the office. Mulder points to Scully. He nods at Scully.
The old woman that just got off the phone with me is a ghost. And I'm guessing that's an X-File.
Look, Agent, that is science, believe it or not.
Don't you think God is the best?
That's the only thing I've heard.
Mulder nods and crawls outside into a car. Cut to interior, Scully's knife office.
Oh, wow.
Mulder enters followed by a cop. The cop looks at Scully. The cop is Scully. Scully, wearing a potato, knocks Mulder slightly on the bottom.
Would you say this case involves some sort of phenomenon?
Just a weatherman, Mulder. No one who we should talk about.
I'm not clairvoyant, Scully. My sister disappeared down the drain. So, just another 40 years of general mean facts.
Mulder and Scully violently laugh at a frame. The frame splits down the middle to reveal a diagram. The diagram is a picture of Scully looking terrified.
What the fuck? Why is this next line? Let's go to the hospital.
Rainbow cut to Scully lying motionless in her car.
Smoke, Mulder. Smoke and speak. Speak of what happened here. Ignore the obvious while simultaneously smoking.
Scully turns around and attacks a man wearing blue coveralls.
Yeah.
He is very upset.
Convince me that the government kidnapped you.
Mulder gets out of the water cooler. Scully sighs and starts to write on his face. Mulder looks up.
It's just what we feared. The government did this.
Sorry, I was just laughing a bit there. Mulder turns and crawls out through the window. Scully sighs and hangs a small bag of goo over a wine glass. It beeps twice. Cut to exterior. Forest out of doors. An alien smashes a passenger's face. An elevator dings open. Cut to inside the Pueblo cavern. A shadowy figure undresses Mulder with its lights for eyes.
Let's get a picture of it.
They get into their camera and it breaks.
We're going to be arrested.
Suddenly, Mulder clears his throat uncomfortably and looks at his father, who has a small smile and a large blood-soaked wound.
You're going to listen to me, sir. I need you to take us to the hospital for a while.
Haloperidol is a lethal poison. You can see through the window. Can you tell, Mulder, that I think it's beautiful?
I'm not Mulder. I'm actually two agents parked outside the office.
Okay. Then you understand how serious this is.
Cut to interior. Cigarette house. Mulder enters with a newspaper man. They begin blaring music and sound of mooing.
New Hampshire is a lie.
Mulder, those files from Betsy's apartment filled my car. Cut back on the radio signals.
Relax, it's not like it's a bad piece of sushi.
But we already contacted everyone at the zoo and they were fake people.
Mulder nods and crawls through an old orchard.
This is fucking weird.
Cut to Mulder opens up to a man in the bar.
You know, I never thought I'd like you in flesh, but I do. I do. And if you think it's ridiculous, I think you're mistaken.
Interior, dark car, Jimmy's apartment. Helicopters are rapidly approaching the car. Scully gets out and pushes a man in black. Mulder looks back at the chimp from the window.
What? What chimp?
Stay alive and I'll prove it's not a hoax. Monkeys do have vegetal tails.
Your theories are for the fish. The cause of death was a spaceship, Mulder. Spaceship man's body is obviously all over the entire museum grounds.
It's a conspiracy. If pizza was the problem, literally anyone eating chicken would need a complete autopsy.
Mulder, that's not true. Your father and mother killed all those people with immunodeficiencies. It was a normal idea. To a prisoner.
Don't say that. I was kidding about the X-Files. Leave me with your husband.
Okay. I have to get back to my scientific achievements anyway.
Mulder looks like a hearse.
The medical records indicate that I do drive now.
Cut to exterior, mountain scene. Mulder is sitting in a trance. Scully enters the house carrying the scene.
Okay, fair enough. Mulder, what is fiction?
Think about it, Scully. What are we but animals living inside the body of Agent Mulder?
Mulder nods at a picture of his chest.
You're saying that you happened to get the tattoo on your knees in the parking garage? I mean, it's a dead cow. Why would you want that?
Men are infected with emptiness. You know that.
Speaking of your esophagus, you know what I learned down the street? You're lying about the boy you got that waterbed from. He's not a botanist, and he fed his fish this morning.
Okay. Wipe 2. Interior. office of General Francis. At the computer, alien doctors are looking for a moment of tense silence. Captain Toby is completely cool and confident now. He turns around to the window. Cut to black. To be continued. That fucking made no sense.
That's probably the wildest one yet.
That's fucking weird.
Scully spent half the time just talking bollocks.
That's fantastic. Both of them, did you?
It's very on brand for Shark Select, I suppose.
Mm.
Fucking hell, that was good. All right, Ryan, that was a fantastic AI script. Thank you very much. Hopefully you, the listeners, enjoyed it too. And really, I hope you did. I really hope you did. So that's Ryan's surprise out of the way. Now for the less surprising part of the podcast, it's the main feature. Should be a surprise. We do it every week, right?
Ooh.
I mean, you could argue that we do Ryan's surprise every week, and inherently that is not a surprise. But it is a surprise, so shut up! And on that note, this week's main feature, it's a little bit more nebulous than most. It started out a sort of alternate lore that we came up with. But it also includes our sort of deep musings.
Yeah.
Questions that we've never dared to ask before because the world wasn't ready for them.
Just speaking of deep musings, I have another Ryan surprise for you.
Oh, surprise, surprise!
Yeah. I'd screenshot this and then I forgot about it and then I've just seen it and remembered.
Go ahead.
So, have you ever wondered why time seems to speed up as you get older?
No. Tell me about it.
Like, just when you think back, like...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like New York was 11 years ago and you're like, oh, yeah. Whoa, that's like, didn't seem 11 years ago.
No, you're right, actually, yeah.
Yeah, and as you get older... Time seems to go quick, like it's already March, for example, of 2020.
Mm.
So, I read about this and I agree with it. It's known as proportional theory.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. This idea persists that as we age, our sense of present time begins to feel relatively short in comparison to our entire lifespan. That is why you seem to age. It feels like time speeds up as you get older. So, proportionally, like 1 year... as you, as a 34-year-old, is 1/34 of your life.
Mm.
But if you were a 5-year-old, it's 1/5 of your life.
So if you were 3 and you thought back to your first birthday, it'd be 1/3 of your life.
Yeah, so it seems like dead far away. That's why, like, school holidays seemed like forever.
So if I go back to episode 1 of Shark Select, that seems like a long time ago. In a podcaster's life.
Yeah.
But we had a shit Chinese microphone and Stu recorded through his laptop speaker by accident.
Yeah, sounded like he was phoning from a radio show.
I could say he's phoning from Saudi Arabia for some reason. Hello, it's me, Stu, phoning in from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, so yeah, proportional theory.
That was good, that, Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan's scientific surprise.
Yeah. Maybe that could be another section, Ryan's science corner.
Ryan's science.
Ryan's science.
Professor Ryan's and his science.
That's some sort of shit from Brainiac.
Character. Professor
Ryan. It's just Ryan again, but he's a professor now.
Yeah. Yeah, but not in the tower, he could be a new character. Ryan.
No, the wizards want a scientist in there.
Science and magic mixing.
They'll kill him on sight.
Yeah.
I've got another surprise, Ryan. Stew's surprise. We're bringing back, for 1 week only, What Grinds My Chode. And Stew has got something he hates that he wants to talk about on the show.
Oh, I put my chode to the grindstone with this one. Those fucking dirty, no pants wearing, non-fucking meerkats.
Non-meerkat bastards. Anyone who lives in the UK will immediately know who we're talking about here. But just for those who don't, exactly, give us a bit of background. Yeah.
So it came from, I'm going to admit, some very clever marketing from about, oh, it's got to be, what, 10 years ago?
It's got to be gone on a decade by now.
Yeah, website called Compare the Market. And their whole
That's
thing
right,
was...
Yeah.
It got keep getting mixed up with Compare the Meerkat. It had a very short, funny campaign where it was a meerkat saying you need to go to Compare the Market because we compare the meerkat. But now it's just gone on for 10 years.
That's true.
The CG looks worse than it did back in the day.
Yeah.
It just, and now there's some sort of entrepreneur Steve Jobs characters.
No, yeah.
With two children that they found naked on the streets.
Yeah.
That now they walk around to take on dates with. Sorry, they went to the cinema in the current episode and you're telling me they're not on a date with those children and the children aren't wearing pants either.
Yeah, it's all a bit... If you saw humans doing that, you'd call the police, wouldn't you?
Yeah, if you saw a bloke wearing a smoking jacket walking around a cinema with no pants on and he had a kid walking around with no pants on... Nonce.
And it gets... Even looking aside from the nonsense, which you should never do, by the way, don't look aside from nonsense, he is clearly an ex-Soviet oligarch who's got famous off the fall, like rich off the fall of the Soviet Union via corruption.
Yeah.
And now he lives in San Francisco, spending all his ill-gotten Soviet gains, and they all love him. He's got this, like, everything is automated. It's like, so he's getting other meerkats out of work to line his own pockets.
Automated, Sergei.
He's not fucking...
automated, Sergei.
He doesn't like that. He's not that kind of Russian.
what's the guy? Yuri... What's his face?
Yuri Kozlov.
The Tetris man.
Tetris man, yeah. But don't say his name anymore. Say his name three times, we'll summon him. And he clearly treats Sergei like shit. It's like, Sergei, do this for me. Sergei. And then on the last one, before this one, right, Sergei was trying to do things. And it's automated, Sergei. It's like, all right, you sarky twat. He's only trying to help you.
Yeah, he's just trying to bring him a drink.
Automated.
He's such a prick. I fucking hate that maker. There's another thing I was going to complain about the maker.
I just replaced Sergei with a fucking robot anyway.
Auto Sergei.
But he still won't release him from his servitude. There's one a while back where people try to have a birthday party and they just invited themselves along.
Yeah, to the table.
And he's like, it's all right, I'm going to pay for half of it. I didn't invite you. I'd rather you didn't pay for half of it and have a nice birthday meal with my family. Who the fuck is this cunt at my birthday table?
You're going to explain that one?
No! I don't need to explain that one. It explains itself.
Who the fuck are these cunts at my birthday table?
Yeah, exactly. Fucking meerkats. So, yeah.
Right, excuse me, can you fuck off? We're trying to have a family meal and put some pants on.
You fucking Serengeti rodent bastards.
Dress your fucking children, you scummy nonce.
Yeah, exactly. And stop thinking you can't drive a car. Who would assume that a car is automated?
Yeah, exactly. And, right, if he's got all this fucking money, like he's like Steve Jobs, why doesn't he manufacture, like, meerkat trousers?
Because...
Is that beyond the realms of, like, reason?
Because he'd rather spend his money on smoking jackets and Priuses and drive around San Francisco being a self-entitled, corrupt cunt.
Heroin addict.
Probably is. I bet he's mates with Putin.
Yeah.
I bet he's mates with Vladimir Putin.
Probably,
I bet Putin phones him every Wednesday. How's it going? How's destroying capitalism from the inside going, Alexander? It is going very well. I don't know. I can't do an impression of him. I'll have to do. Fucking prick. You got me blood boiling talking about him, don't you?
I know. You chose a fine point now.
Oh, it is. It's like a little spear.
Emphasis on it's like a little cone.
Emphasis on the little. So yeah, Ryan, what's your thoughts on the meerkats?
Yeah, they're all right, aren't they?
What? Fuck off.
Yeah, it's just fucking. It's just old, isn't it? It's like it's fucking hell. Get a new campaign already. Fuck.
Do you remember they tried to replace him with Robert Webb at one point, and nobody liked it, so they brought him back again.
Oh yeah.
Like fucking hell. If Robert Webb can't take over meerkats, who can?
Oh, you know what else grinds my chode?
Ooh, go on.
The fucking M&M men.
Oh, I hate those.
What are they made out of? Are they made out of flesh?
I think they might be.
And then why is he fucking surprised? Like, why is he cheating on that man's wife, right? And he's in that bed with that woman.
Why is that man's wife...
That's what the biting was about.
Why is the man's wife wanting to fuck a giant M&M?
Exactly.
Is he hung like a donkey or something?
And why was the fucking yellow one being a cook in the fucking...
Yes!
Watching.
Ooh, Scott's home. It's like...
Scott's home.
What are you? Oh, I take an assault rifle to the entire lot of them. Oh, awful fucking things.
I'd take the fucking shell off, see what's inside. It'd probably just like...
It's just
away.
Flesh,
it's just blood and muscle and sinew.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, I thought you were chocolate. As it bleeds out over the floor. The chocolate's just made an alien image. The yellow one's laying there going, oh no, as he pulls his legs off and eat him. Fucking prick. Not as bad as the meerkats, but I still fucking hate them. Yeah, that fucking cuckolded yellow one. Oh, don't even get me going. Right, okay. Let's calm it down, everyone. Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Ryan, calm down.
Yeah. Let's get ourselves...
Stew. Chill.
Let's get ourselves wound up at this alternate lore.
Yes, indeed. Alternate lore and general muse. This is the philosophical episode. We're getting downright, well, I say philosophical. It's not real philosophy. It's the Shard Select version, which isn't quite as intelligent.
So we're all wearing togas, though.
Yes, it's true. I'm wearing my toga. Ryan forgot his toga. He's just naked with a laurel wreath on his head.
Yep.
It's very sexy. So, let's do it. Who wants to talk about the first musing?
I'm going to go first.
Go on, Ryan. Hit us.
Sonic has human feet.
Oh, I've seen that one before. Oh, no.
Takes his shoes off. Like, I imagine him like wiggling his toes after running about so fast.
You know who else has
What did he have instead, though? What are you suggesting he'd have instead? Though?
Little animal feet with like claws.
Like, hedgehog feet.
Yeah, hedgehog feet. Okay. Hedgehogs do have feet, you know.
Hedgehogs have human feet, you know.
Oh, it's horrible. You know who else, according to the internet, has got human feet? Kirby. That's a fucking horrible image as well.
Ugh.
Yeah, so...
Oh, he's got muscular legs. Have you seen that?
He's not even got legs. He's just got dirty human feet. Just search the internet for Kirby's feet. You won't like it. Human feet are grim. They look weird on Kirby's.
But Sonic's all right, yeah?
No, it's even worse. fucking Sonic. I'm tired of hearing about fucking Sonic, I am. I used to like Sonic in the 16-bit era, but I can't stand the cunt now. Sonic movie, man. Everyone's going mad about it. It can't be that good.
What?
Go and have a look.
Sonic's a bell end. It's like making
You're
a film.
Bell end, though.
I'm not a bell end. I'm a good man. I'm a good man with a good soul. Anyway.
Also, speaking of Sonic, Tails.
No.
He uses sex toys.
No.
He's run around since Sonic 2. With a foxtail bum plug in. I'm just going to go out and say it.
Why does Ryan keep doing this? He's a child, Ryan.
He's got two tails. Foxes don't have two tails. Hashtag foxes don't have two tails.
Hedgehogs aren't blue.
Yeah, but he's super, isn't he? He was brown. If you see the origin comics.
Yeah, I did.
He ran really fast and he'd come out blue and he's like, whoa, what happened
there? I was hoping you hadn't seen that.
Yeah, see, so sure. Have you seen the tails origin story?
No, it's R-rated.
It's R-rated, yeah, because he's got a tail, bloody foxtail bum plug.
All right, fair enough. You've had your audience, you've had your platform now, right?
Yeah.
Get down off your awkward soapbox. That's enough from you. God, I was hoping we'd have to discuss that one against you. Can't take him anywhere.
No, that's going to keep cropping up. Like Thick Boys, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like Thick Boys and all the other fucking repetitive jokes we do. I mean, memes we do on this podcast. Stu, what's next? Do you want to read the next one?
Does Rayman's dick float?
Has he got a dick?
Because he's got the main host bean.
Yeah.
And he's got floating arms and legs coming off it and a floating head. Does he just, like, pull a dick out and it just floats there?
Maybe he's just got a head and no shaft.
That makes sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah,
just have a floating meatus, like...
Two floaty balls.
Just, yeah. Just two floating balls and a floating helmet.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, the
case closed.
The bean wears a bandana. I know that much.
Is the bean clothed or is it naked?
Only in a bandana, as far as I can remember.
So the bean would have a bum hole then?
No, I think the bum hole will float as well.
No, the bum hole wouldn't float. It'd need to be on the bean, surely.
I think it'd be funnier if it floated. It's like a floating flat bubble. just occasionally poos.
To put it in his pocket so he doesn't lose it.
Yeah. Oh, I need to poo. I better stick my bubble out my pocket.
What about his nips then?
Oh, great. I've shit my pocket.
Does he have two floating nips?
Yeah, but he has to keep them under his bandana because he keeps losing them. That's what the bandana's for. Where's my fucking nip gone? There's a rabbit running off with his nip in the background. Trying to steal his nip. Fucking hell. This is a weird episode, guys. Not that I'm complaining.
Have you got one, Craig, you want to read out?
Yeah. Let me just get to my musing. Right. Hear me out, guys. Remember Call of Duties 1 and 2 back in the day on the PC?
Mm-hmm.
Captain Price was in it, wasn't he? Yeah. On the British campaign, moustache, very British, bit of a hero. Now, fast forward to 2007, Ryan and Stu, and even last year.
Mm.
Captain Price is in the modern era too, guys.
No, it's a different one in this one. It's a rebooted Price.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Can you prove it?
Different voice actor.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't have the moustache. It's a handlebar beard combo.
But if you look at them between the two games, they are still the same dude.
Yeah, but Captain Price, the other ones had a handlebar moustache.
Yeah, but the new one breathes through his nose a lot.
we're gonna do this. We're gonna go in. Let's go, dog.
I'm not sure if that's proof.
But we can do this.
But now he breathes through his nose. I'm not sure if that's a particularly solid piece of evidence, Stu, I'll be honest with you.
I think it is.
I mean, if that's the case, is the Stu that we record with different from the Stu of real life?
Why can he breathe through his nose?
No, I think Captain Price is a time traveller. Putting it out there. I think whatever. Pod. Yeah, maybe, but like a war version. Like, whenever big wars happen, Captain Price is summoned.
Maybe he's, like, Great Britain's, like, saviour. And he just gets, like, unfrozen in different time periods.
Like Captain America.
Yeah. Yeah. Just during wartime, they just unfreeze him.
It's me, Captain England. I mean, Price. Maybe.
Yeah, but he's not that... He used to be an insurance salesman as well, didn't he?
He did, and he was in EastEnders, wasn't he?
Was he in EastEnders?
He was, yeah. Billy Murray.
I remember the advert when he was in...
Have you fallen down some stairs?
Captain Price trying to sell you legal advice. Yeah. Injury lawyers for you, guess.
Soap.
Soap.
Injury lawyers, soap.
Soap,
don't fall down. Soap. You slip on some soap. Fall down some stairs.
Do you remember they did an advert where they actually had one of the lawyers fall down the stairs? Like it was trying to prove a point, but it was just fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Watch just a lawyer ragdoll down the stairs. Like someone that cast paralysis on him and kicked him down the stairs. It's a very early throwback, that one, paralysis, but there you go. Listen to episode 2. Was it 3, that one?
Who knows? Paralysis is an old one.
That's
deep cut.
Listen to the Clips episode. It's on there.
Oh, well done, Ryan. Well done. Good save, Ryan. All right. So that was mine anyway. Go on, Ryan.
Right. This one is a real life one for you.
Go ahead.
Or law. Fact.
Go on.
Harrison from Grief Burrito consumes his co-hosts and he has a taste for people whose names start with J.
I think you might be right.
Because you've got Jono, and ignoring the one where they brought him back, in quotes, he left because he was eaten.
It was just Harrison doing the voice,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Then there was Joel for a bit, every now and again, and then he's been eaten. And now there's Jordan, you know what I mean? It's all J's.
Yeah, who
and
next? Jesus!
Yeah.
There's Jonathan that has the studio as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, weird yeah. This, isn't it?
And then, so Jason will be next.
So, yeah, House from the Grief Burrito podcast consumes his co-hosts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, did you see the...
I reckon it's like a necromorph, you know, just opens up, like, oh, that thing, or like the thing.
Yeah. That's quite good. Do you know what that episode, like, thumbnail he put up recently for Jono coming back? Mm. I noticed that it's not actually Jordan on the right hand side, it's Seth Green. So he's just getting pictures of actors off the internet now. He's already consumed Jordan. That's just Seth Green. Nice try, Haz. Yeah. Calling you out on that.
Yeah, on to you there.
Yeah.
See, that's where Burrito comes from, Grief Burrito, because the family of the co-host is upset because they're put into a burrito and been eaten.
They're grieving over there.
He wraps them up in a burrito and eats them like a spider, like really slowly.
Like a snake. Like a snake. And obviously their family are upset, that's why it's the Grief Burrito.
Yeah, and his shop is just the front where it all happens.
Yeah.
We're now suggesting that Haz has got a murder room above his shop.
No, it's not a murder room, it's a consuming co-host room.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a kitchen.
Right.
It's a kitchen.
Do you reckon he like slithers on all fours before he gets to him before he starts eating him? Like on his shoulder, like...
Maybe he crawls round like on all fours like a spider, like up and down the walls, like...
Yeah, really, then, like, really jerky movements.
Yeah. And he just goes...
like fucking Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, yeah. Prove us wrong, Harrison.
Yeah, Harrison.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's your evidence, Harrison?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Stu, anything else for us?
Yeah. Why does Bowser entertain Mario's little Grand Prix and tennis championship things?
Yeah, so go on, just go into a bit more detail, Stu. What's
so your thoughts? Bowser's a baddie trying to overthrow the Mushroom Kingdom, but then he's perfectly happy to entertain
the crowd,
joining the Grand Prix and being in a tennis thing and going to the Olympics with him. Like, make your mind up, are you being a baddie or not?
Yeah. I wonder.
But then maybe he's not even the baddie because he's Peach's husband anyway.
So that's the next bit I want to get onto. I think Bowser's actually just trying to be the bigger man and be friends with Mario.
Yeah, it's like, come on, Mario, we're not enemies.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go karting, Mario. Come on.
Come on. Me and all my minions will take part. Let's not make this about the relationship.
Don't make it weird, Mario.
Don't make it weird, bro. So Mario's all like, I've nosed before the hose. And it's like, come on, Mario, no. We're grown-ups now, Mario.
Mario.
30 years, Mario.
30 years.
Is the Mario's the baddie. That's what we're getting at, aren't we?
Yeah.
We've got evidence to prove this as well.
Yeah. Do you want to run through that one now, Ryan, and I'll do one next?
Can do.
Go on.
So, it's true that Peach remarried from Mario to Bowser and moved into the castle together and have had children since, which are the tortoise things that
the Koopalings.
Yeah.
The
tortoise.
The bosses. The
Koopalings. Mario stomps on.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. And then when you get to the first castle or second castle, Toad tells you that she's moved to a different castle. Because she's actually, Mario's not gone to the wrong one. That's where she used to live.
Yeah.
She's moved house.
She's moved out, Mario.
Yeah. Get over it.
You were an abusive husband.
Yeah. Because he is abusive. He uses mushrooms to feel big. He's a drug addict. So
yes,
Peach left him for Bowser. And Mario's not over it. That's why he keeps trying to rescue her.
Yeah, he's in denial, isn't he?
Yeah, because he's high on drugs trying to get her back.
I'll tell you one thing. It's not just Bowser. Before Bowser, when he was going out with Pauline and they split up, she started seeing Donkey Kong, went to visit him on his building sites all the time. Mario should try and climb up the building sites to take out Donkey Kong to rescue Pauline. It's like, mate, this is a boyfriend.
He's at work, yeah.
Yeah, he's a big hairy builder who's also a gorilla. Like, what are you doing?
Maybe he's not even a gorilla, it's just what Mario sees.
Yeah, it's all from Mario's eyes.
It's just a big hairy bloke, like.
Yeah.
And Mario's just
high on
drugs, sees like a big...
Big gorilla.
Yeah, big gorilla fella.
Because it's all through Mario's eyes, he's fucking gone. Like, years later, they all do the big thing, like the poor builder, poor Donald Kong, the builder... He comes along...
Donnie Kong,
yeah. He comes along to the karting championships and everything to try and make things nice again, along with poor Bowser. Yeah. He wasn't a turtle dragon. He's just some bloke.
He's some CEO of...
It's Doug Bowser from Doug Nintendo. Bowser. Yeah. He's just trying to do the right thing. And the Ultra Motors...
Do you reckon these, like, the Grand Prix and the tennis things are just interventions?
Yeah, I think they are. Just, big organised interventions. Mario Party is when Mario throws a house party. He takes too many drugs and it gets weird.
Everyone ends up leaving with a bad taste in their mouth.
Like, fair play to him for putting up with him for as long as they have, really.
Yeah, it'll be a court order soon anyway, won't it? A restraining order.
Yeah, I reckon so. So next up, I've got a Elder Scrolls question for you guys.
Actually, I've got another Mario one.
Oh, go on, keep it rolling.
Toad, right?
Fucking is Toad!
Is that thing on his head, is that flesh or is it a hat?
Yes, because there's been this picture.
I think it's a hat. It's not really a toad.
Apparently, there is in the old cartoons, apparently it was a hat and he could take it off and hang it up.
That's what I mean. But I'm also thinking, back on the Mario drug story.
Could you imagine him without a hat, though?
back on the Mario drug story, maybe Toad's the normal bloke.
Yeah, he just wears a hat all the time, like a beanie.
Yeah, like a beanie hat and a vest.
Yeah.
And Mario just sees him as a like a toad person.
He sees him as beneath him, like a short
mushroom.
Yeah.
Well, he's not fucking mushroom.
He's his mate from years ago. He's just like treats him like shit all the time.
It could be his dealer.
Maybe.
Oh yeah, because he takes mushrooms.
Yeah,
so his dealer is a mushroom.
And Luigi keeps trying to sort his life out by getting these new jobs, but it's not really the haunted house. He's just walking out like off his tits with a Hoover.
No, that's just Mario's house. He's trying to clean up.
Yeah,
Mario's off his tits like seeing ghosts and. Luigi's hoovering up the ghost, but it's actually just Mario's house.
Yeah, it's just Luidy trying to stop him being a hoarder and tidying up his house. Fucking hell, Mario, sort your life out.
Peach is gone, she's not coming back.
Neither's Pauline. Donny Kong will batter you. So next up, I've got an Elder Scrolls question for you guys. It's quite a deep one, deep to the lore of Elder Scrolls. Are you ready? Why the fuck do Wood Elves exist? I hate wood elves.
Can't you bother somebody else?
Can you find my ring? And then when you find his ring, he's so grateful. He's like, can't you bother somebody? I've just found your ring! You potato-faced twat!
The guards are coming.
For you! Fuck you, Valendreth. I'm going to get a big stick and shove it up your bum. I'm quite aware he was probably a dark elf, but I mean, he's still being classed as a wood elf because I hate him so much.
What is it about wood elves you don't like?
They're just rude! Playing Morrowind, you were the Nerevarine. You were the saviour of Morrowind. I was walking around being the Nerevarine like you do, being a fucking bad boy. And I was like, oh, it's Nerevarine. Hey there, Nerevarine. I love you, Nerevarine. What passed with the one wood elf in the crowd? And he goes, can't you bother somebody? Fuck you! I'm the Nerevarine! Have some respect! So I turned into a werewolf, came back and ripped his giblets out. And they came back the next day like, oh no, somebody killed a wood elf? Oh no! Can you find that werewolf, Nerevarine? Oh, I don't know. It's a bit of a tough, bit of a big shout, that. Fucking wood elves. Sorry about that, everyone. Sorry. They're just rude. And I hate them. Who's next?
Gunnargo. Gordon Freeman is a terrorist and a loose cannon freedom fighter.
Okay, talk us through it.
Well, they've clearly got some nice sort of system set up in whatever that city's called.
City 17?
Yeah, with Mr. Park as the leader.
That's a bit of a deep cut. No, we've discussed Mr. Park before. What's his name? Breen, isn't it? In the game.
And then Freeman comes along and just fucking ruins everything.
Well, he's very skilled in firearms and stuff like that, considering he's a supposed theoretical physicist.
That is very true. Yeah. You don't watch the Big Bang Theory, they're going around with shotguns, do you?
Exactly.
Where's he got all his firearms training from and his combat experience?
Yeah, you don't see Sheldon with a fucking shotgun, like, blowing Howard's head off. Though I wish they would sometimes.
Mm. I reckon he started the whole fucking thing. Set up that explosion in the science lab or whatever it was.
Just because he wanted some fun killing aliens.
Yeah.
I think he did. Orange suit wearing twat bag, isn't he?
Yeah. And you can try and interrogate him and ask him, but he'd never crack, would he?
No, he'd never say a bloody word, would he? Yeah. Well, our friend Pixie Podcast would support Gordon Freeman because he's quite clearly a terrorist. And as we say, Shark Select does not negotiate with terrorists. Okay, thanks for that one. That was a good one. Do you want to do it with Ryan or do you want me to jump in?
Mickey Mouse has human hands.
No! No! I don't want to think about Mickey Mouse's nicotine-stained human hands and what he gets up to.
Basically, any animal character that's got gloves on are human hands. Yeah. Same with Sonic, then, I guess.
Yeah, so I imagine Sonic's hands would be quite manicured and everything, though. Whereas Mickey Mouse has got yellow long nails.
Horrible long nails. Bony. They're bony hands.
Bony hands.
Shit under his fingernails.
Yeah, where he's been scratching his bum under his red shirt. He's got all fucking poo under his nails.
Yeah, skinned knuckles where he's been fighting.
Yeah, bare knuckle fighting with Donald Duck all the time. He's a fucking prick. Sorry, everyone.
It's all right.
Getting very angry this episode, guys.
So what about what the fuck is Goofy?
What the fuck is Goofy?
Tell me the lies.
Well, what's Mickey Mouse?
A mouse.
What's Pluto?
Dog.
What the fuck is Goofy?
Human dog hybrid.
Yes, I.
Well, mouse dog.
Yeah, mouse dog. It's almost like, and there's two scenarios here. Number one, Mickey Mouse used science to splice a dog with a mouse, like in The Fly. Or there's the far more unsavory version, which I'm not going to go into, because people should be able to read between the lines on that one.
Pluto fucks Minnie.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Stu. Read between the lines, listeners. Pluto fucks Minnie. All right, thank you, Stu.
He does seem a bit not 100%.
Yeah, the poor goofing, fella. Yeah. The poor fella's clearly suffered for his mixed genes and which people playing God.
Somebody like him producer though, didn't they?
Yeah, Walt Disney. He just sat back and went, yeah, I can make some money off this. Fuck it.
Yeah, give him some fucking children.
Yeah. But then claim that they're not children when you get the inevitable kickback.
Yeah, or they're just kin nephew.
Yeah, just claim it's a nephew and move on. It's like that fucking movie Splice. They created life and they shouldn't have. You ever seen that film?
Every character from like Disney and stuff, it's always aunts and uncles and nephews and nieces.
Yeah, exactly.
There's never sons and daughters.
Because they're all on the sex offenders register, mate.
All right, okay.
Well, there you go. I've just said that's a stew sentence that I just said there, wasn't it? Just cut straight through the mustard then, didn't it? Okay. Do you want me to do one? Bring us back down to earth a bit?
Only a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's just a little bit of one.
Yeah.
I think... Let me think of that. No, let me do the full one. Assassin's Creed. I think the Templars were right. I think the Assassins are wrong.
Explain.
In the Assassin's Creed games, right, the Templars, the baddies, throughout history have had this plan, ostensibly the baddies, have had this plan to secretly rule the world like by using governments as puppet states to make sure that there's no war and there's no poverty and everyone gets on fine. Yeah, okay. Lofty ambition, but it could work. The Assassin's like, no, I want the freedom! I want the freedom to choose! I want the freedom to fight wars and be a cunt! And for some reason, everyone gets behind them for this. Like, ooh, who's that fucking bumhole from Assassin's Creed 3? Remember him?
Connor?
Yeah, he killed his own dad because he disagreed with his political...
Oh, the only good character in 3.
Yeah, Haytham Kenway was a fucking... He was the fucking boy, wasn't he? Remember starting the game, it's like, look at this fucking dapper gentleman in his tricorn battering people on a boat.
Yeah.
It's like, yes! And then you got to play as Connor, the surly Native American bloke.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I want Haytham back. So yeah, the Templars are right. What do you think of that?
Yeah, could work, I guess.
The only game that made sense was Assassin's Creed Rogue. Because you played a Templar in it. Especially like, oh no, I want to free the people from this oppression which they don't even know they're under, that's stopping wars and poverty happening. No, no, there can be no, 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 fuck you. What's that cook called in Syndicate? I hated him. Jacob. It's like, oh, cool, blimey, it's me, Jacob, the cheeky chappy.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, Evie was well better. Jacob was and Jacob got all the main story missions. It's like, good news, you can play as a girl assassin now. She's not going to have any important missions to do, though. Like, oh, thanks, nice one. Fuck's sake! Right, okay. God, I keep getting really angry.
What's his name? Did Ben Stiller Adam Sandler look like?
Oh, yeah. Adam Stiller.
Yeah.
Ben Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
What's his name?
Miles.
Desmond Miles.
Yeah, in the first game where he was a captive and the only people actually keeping him hostage was an old man and Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't over... That's like this webcomic I saw years ago. No, I can't possibly overpower the feeble old man. Fuck's sake, Desmond. Get back in the Animus, Mr. Miles.
I was going to say, back in the Animus, Mr. Miles.
Okay. Do I have to?
Take off your pants, Mr. Miles.
No, Stu. No. No. Bad Stu. Okay, what do we have left? Go on, someone do one.
What's under Master Chief's helmet? Is it another smaller helmet?
Yes, it is.
Oh, right, okay.
It's like you're those Russian nesting dolls.
Yeah.
Just keeps taking them off until he's got a head the size of a peanut.
Yeah, he was said that before. Like them exact lines.
Well, it's true. It's because it's true, Ryan. They can't help but state the truth on Shot Select. And maybe our listeners, we've got new listeners, maybe we can repeat it for them. Is that all right with you, Ryan?
I think there's like nothing there. Because like the new Don Doom Eternal trailer, you can see him putting on his helmet and that. Master Chief, you never see like nothing. There's nothing.
Just a void.
It's just a void, isn't it?
I know
it's
why.
Just a suit. Space. It's just a space.
Yeah.
I know why. Maybe they did have a face originally, but they based it on someone who's really turned out to be really horrible since, and they're like denying it. Maybe
he's
Rolf Harris or Jimmy Savile under that helmet. Time a kangaroo down the sport.
Can you tell what it is yet?
What was that shit? I don't think Jimmy Savile did that, did he?
Moving on from Jimmy Savile.
Yeah, quickly, very quickly. Move on, quick.
Right. Why don't the demons attack you in Doom 3 when you're looking at your PDA?
Yeah. Like, oh my god, that Hell Knight's running right at me. I'm going to hold my PDA up right in front of my face.
Yeah, it doesn't hold it like you would do your phone. It's like right against your nose. It covers your entire like perspective.
Yeah, but he doesn't just like lift it up. He kind of just like scrolls it up from his chin. Like, and just kind of straight up from his
like
chin.
Like that, isn't it?
Yeah. What's he doing? He lifts the PDA to his face, or whatever demons are nearby just sit there waiting. It's like, oh, it'd be harsh to attack him now whilst he's looking at his PDA. We'll wait.
Might be demons, but we're not tight.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Not tight.
Yeah. Don't be tight, lad. He's sound.
Don't be shady.
Don't be shady. Yeah. Don't be shady, lad. If he drops his PDA, he'll break it. Then he'll just wait, like, come on, mate, when you're ready. Trying to be a demon here.
Maybe he'll, like, just a cage comes around him from the PDA.
Like, mousetrap just drops.
Yeah.
No, I think the deals are just waiting politely for it to put it back down. Like when you're like going out for a meal with someone, like on a first date, and they're on their phone, and it's like, fuck's sake. Just wait here till they're done on the phone, shall I? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Deals like, get off Facebook, Doom Marine. Fuck's sake. What's your point? Your status? Being attacked by Hell Knights, lols. And then then tags in a load of demons. Tags in Keith the Imp, who he's about to fucking destroy with a machine gun that sounds like a little drawing pin gun. So yeah, that was a good one. I like that one. What have we got left? I have got one more. How do those storage crates in the Resident Evil games work? You can put an infinite amount of stuff in them and access them from any crate that looks similar anywhere else. How does that work?
Maybe when you leave, someone jacks it up and takes it to the next room.
Oh, it could be, because in the old Resident Evil games on the PS1, we always thought there was like a zombie caretaker. So once you kill all the zombies, he just comes and sweeps it all up because they're not there next time. He's like, oh, for fuck's sake, someone's killed all these zombies. And he has to get, oh, I'll just move that chest on its little wheels through the holes.
What are you called? Never mind, carry on.
A little pump truck. A little pump truck.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Like, yeah.
And like,
pump truck thing.
Yeah. Like, if Lickers or Hunters try to attack him, he's like, no! You know not to attack me. And they're like, and they go back home.
Maybe he's dressed as one.
You reckon? Like a really crap disguise?
Yeah.
Like a Licker helmet with like a big foam tongue coming out of it.
It's a penis I've ever seen one.
If he just doesn't, he's like, if he just doesn't make eye contact or acknowledge them, they just don't attack him.
Yeah. They know who he is. They can see his ID badge.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, he's probably just dressed as a Licker, and he's just got his ID badge showing.
Maybe, I think that's what it is. His ID badge. I work for Capcom, mate. Sorry, go for it. Okay, so I think that just about covers all our musings for now. I know we've had many more throughout the years, so we could well revisit this in future.
Yeah.
If you have any musings, then we're about to hear from them too, because it's time for... What's it time for, Stu?
Ryan does this bit.
Oh, sorry. Ryan, what's it time for?
What people responses, isn't it?
What? People! Responses! There you go. Like that. What's it time for, Ryan? What people responses, isn't it? Caught Ryan a bit flat-footed there.
Yeah.
So, who's been writing into us this week, Stu?
So I did a bit of a late one, so we didn't get many responses. We got one from TB, at TeacherBloke85.
Ah, yeah. Good old TB.
He says he'll go with his new theory that Edward Carnby from Alone in the Dark is a Time Lord from the planet Gallifrey.
Like Doctor Who, yeah.
Yeah, and he regenerates into a cooler form of each new game.
That is true, because it's the same guy every Alone in the Dark game, isn't it? Including that really fucking wank last one that came out. And also, he turned into Christian Slater for a film as well.
Mm.
That Uwe Boll
film. Christian Slater?
Yeah, literally Christian Slater. So, yeah, I think that could be true, TB. I think he might be onto something there.
Lit Gaming Arena has said that his personal favourite is that the Marion characters, I'm guessing Mario characters, just a typo there, are all actually friends and Super Mario Brothers is a play.
Yeah, okay. Because Super Mario Brothers 3 on the NES is actually meant to be a play. That's why everything looks like stage settings, because it is a play. So maybe he could be on something. That could be official Nintendo lore. I think he might be right. So yeah, good shout. I think our theory is better, but they're still good at Game of the Arena.
Another Mario one. So there's a lot of theories around Mario, so there's got to be some truth in it. This is from Item Shop DX.
Oh yeah.
It says the Super Mario verse. Mario is a rabid cook whose long-term use of mushrooms has left him with erectile dysfunction. Mario is the bull in the open relationship, and Mario gets off watching Peach get kidnapped and stuffed with Dino Dig while employing the forbidden services of Birdo.
Oh, Birdo, I forgot about Birdo. If you just Google Birdo, you'll know why her services are forbidden.
It's not such a bloke, though, isn't it?
No.
Not even.
No, Birdo's a girl.
No.
Really?
Google it.
Oh, well, yeah, Birdo could be gender fluid. Either way, it's more Birdo's mouth than those egg-sucking skills that will interest people, isn't it? So, yeah, clearly Item Shop DX thinks disturbingly close to we do about things. Yeah. I mean, look at that mouth, Ryan. Look at those lips.
It's fucking creepy.
You know what those lips are for, don't you? No. Firing eggs at you, but also...
Suck a dick.
Yes, Stu. Once again, Stu comes to the rescue by not making it suggestive at all.
Sucking big old dick.
Sucking a big old dick.
Okay, okay. Rein it in, you two. So, fair enough. I shop DX. You've set these two off now. Well done. What are you saying?
Now pop off a piece of my dick.
All right, it's enough now. Come on. What's next?
That's it.
Oh, well, fair enough. Well, in those cases, thanks for writing in on such short notice, guys. You are our little champion friends, and we love you. So there you go. That was why people responded. What's next, I hear you ask? Well, for the regular listeners of the show, we'll know the answer to this. It's time for us to go upstairs into the Wizard's Tower and see what those three bloody wizards are up to before they then, for some reason, copy our voices to review some video games.
Yeah.
Don't know why they do it, but all right.
Do the new intro.
Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions, where nobody goes, stands the Wizard's Tower. Deep within this dank and uninviting place, works Shard Select.
Hello!
Overworked employees of the Wizards upstairs.
Stuart, milk me!
But that's nothing compared to horrors that lurk beneath the trash door. Because there's always shit games down there. In the dark. Waiting to come out.
Yeah.
The new intro happened. I hope you liked it.
Yeah, baby.
Alright, let's nip up to the Wizard's Tower.
Hiya.
Oh, wait, walk away.
Oh, what are you three annoying cunts doing in here?
Oh, not these bastards again, for fuck's sake.
I thought that stew one had died. I'm disappointed to see he survived.
Yes.
Well said. Clearly we all know what we're talking about today. So, how are we all doing? Everybody good?
Yes, very good.
Put that meat staff down, Master Cumrag. And let us talk in the voices of our own podcast shed residents for fun. I'll do the Winstolf one.
Hello, look at me, I'm Winstolf. Ooh, I do things on the internet. Ooh, I'm such an idiot. Oh, that's good, that, yeah. You guys put your voices on?
Before we do, I have a question to ask.
Oh, go ahead.
Are we reviewing the games or they are?
Well, we review the games, but they take the credit for it for some reason. This is Fenric speaking, I'm still using Winstolf's voice.
What? It's a so why did we go up there then?
To see what they're up to. See what we're up to. So they see what we're up to.
What?
Sareth.
I always thought when you said let's go up to the wizard, like go up to the Wizard's Tower. It's like it fades out from us and then fades into the wizard.
Yes, exactly.
And not we, that we physically walk up there.
No, not we. They walk up to us. We're the wizards. We're just using their voices.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. That fucking... Those three gormless nerds come up the stairs.
They like, look at us. Yeah, through the fucking window.
Yeah, they just peep at us. Whilst we review video... We're allowed to like video games too. Just because we're wizards doesn't mean we can't like video games.
That Ryan character keeps pressing his nose up right against the window getting fucking snot stains all over it.
He's a judgmental little fucker, isn't he? Ooh, well, I think they're just fictional. Fuck off, Ryan. All right, anyway. Let's get to reviewing the game, shall we? Who's going first?
You. I'll go then.
Oh, Stu's going first. Go on. I mean, yo, Stu is going first.
Come.
Go on then, Master. Go on then, Master Cumrag. Let's have it.
Division 2.
Tell me about it.
Good. It's like a third-person RPG cover-based shooter in apocalyptic wasteland Washington.
Okay.
And you have to kill, like, post-apocalyptic baddies.
Okay, sounds
with
good.
Modern-day guns. Good.
Who developed and published it and so on?
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft? And what year did it come out?
Last year, I think.
Oh, fair enough. So, if you were to put this game on a tiering shelf, where would you put it, Master Cumbrec?
I'd put it on good.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough.
It's a good game. I've been going back to it every now and again. Chipping away. It's fucking solid, though.
I have heard it's difficult, but I heard they nerfed a lot of stuff as well.
Yeah, there's some big changes to the gear, like gear 2.0 or something it was called.
Some
big, like, 50 gig update, but can't work out what the difference is yet.
Give me 1 second. Hey, Google! Shut up! Sorry about that. So I had to tell Google to shut up.
If you say, hey, Google, do a fart, it farts at you.
Hey, Google, do a fart.
Sure, you might want to talk to fart noises. Does that sound good?
Say yes, say yeah.
Yes!
Here's fart noises.
Oh, hello. You want a fart noise?
Say yeah.
Yes.
You stop at once. Should I let out one more?
Say yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you like this next one?
Hey, Google. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Can I just rip out a fart?
Yeah. No.
It goes on forever.
Okay, smell you later. Always ask for me again by saying, talk to fart noises.
So I didn't know an Australian guy lifting my Google Home that farts fart. That's yeah. Something. Yeah.
Sometimes he goes, here comes a big smelly one.
Try it at home, listeners. All right, Ryan, what do you review for us?
Who the fuck is Ryan?
Remember, we're pretending with them.
Well, I'm not. I'm doing it in my normal voice for the whole review.
Okay, go ahead then, Master Wizard one.
Cunt.
Wow. You do not call Master Fenrig a cunt. I will throw you from this tower. Remember who pays the bills.
Cast your mind back to 2004, if you will.
Oh, yes.
A game came out called Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines.
Oh, I did like that game.
It's a bit... Yeah, hang on. cast the normal speech spell. It's a bit janky, though, isn't it?
That's probably easy spell, isn't it?
Yeah, so he's just paralysed me.
Oh, good. Don't topple down the stairs.
Hang on, let me get my voice back on. There we go. All right, go ahead. Sorry, Ryan.
It was a bit janky, wasn't it?
Ryan Wizard. Go ahead. It was very janky. It's infamously janky, in fact.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The storyline was pretty good until you got like 10 minutes towards the end, and they just sort of wrapped everything up in a nice big bow.
And then everybody died. The end.
Yeah, basically that was it. Yeah, yeah, everyone died. The end. But yeah, it was good because it had different choice. Yeah, it was choice driven, wasn't it? So depending on who you were, or what species of vampire you wanted to be.
Yes, there were some good species, wasn't there? I was always a Malkavian because they talk bollocks.
Yeah,
it was
Malkavian.
Fun trying to work out what you were saying in the dialogue trees. I mean, how did it play? Talk about how it played and stuff.
It was first or third person RPG. It played a bit like a contained Elder Scrolls, I thought.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good description.
The city was small that you were playing it, but you had a main mission, and then you could do all these other missions and interact with people, and then depending on how you wanted to do it, you could either sneak in or...
It was fucking solid.
Yeah.
It played a bit like the Deus Ex games or something like that.
Yeah.
But you were a vampire.
Yeah. You could eat people and stuff like that.
You could say
to
people...
It's the new one out soon, isn't it?
Yeah, I've heard there's a new one coming out.
Yeah, that's good. This year. Bloodlines 2.
Yeah, Unreal 4 is in this time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Press B to VOD Pie, yeah. So, who developed that one, right?
It was developed by Troika Games on the Source Engine.
And where would you put it on the great tiering system of Shard Select?
I'll stick it in just okay, I think.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, because it was janky.
I mean, it's a weird system where the Division 2 ranks higher than Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines, but this is science. You can't argue with science, can you? Even though we're wizards and we hate science.
Yeah, you can, because it was janky. It wasn't a good game. There was a lot of bugs in it.
You reckon if it was not as buggy, it would have been much higher up?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the ending was just was a bit poo.
I never saw the ending, to be fair.
There you go, then. So you had to get this sarcophagus. You got all the way up to the sarcophagus. And then, spoiler alert for a game that's 16 years old. You open the sarcophagus, it's just filled with C4, and it blows up. And then, it just zooms out to the character that's played by the guy that voices Bender.
Oh, John DiMaggio.
That's it. Zooms out to him, and he's got the mummy in the sarcophagus on a chair, and they're having a drink. The thing blows up, and then that's it. Game over.
What a shit ending. I love that. Yeah. Looks like you open the coffin, the stews now, just goes, come in it. And then it cuts to credits.
Or if you choose the right dialogue, you can leave.
And then
he opens the sarcophagus and blows up.
That's ridiculous.
It's like a really shit ending.
It's like Goosebumps.
Yeah.
R.L. Stein would have been proud of that ending. Fair enough. For my game, cast your mind way back to 2018. It's a PS4 exclusive. It's Insomniac Spider-Man, mm-hmm. which I bought recently. And I'll tell you what, it's really good.
I've got it. It's PlayStation exclusive. I really want to play it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's like a brighter coloured, faster paced Arkham series. Obviously, you've got Spider-Man, so he's like dropping like cheesy jokes out left, right and centre. You fight Filson Whisk as the first boss.
There was one that was cross-platform. What was that one, Ryan? You got well into. It looked like that.
I remember that one. That was the one on the 360, was it?
Yeah, the Amazing Spider-Man, wasn't it?
No, yeah, was it based on the film?
I don't know if it's based on the
film.
Yeah,
it was loose, very, very loosely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a sequel to the first film.
No, fair enough. This one's sort of a self-contained story. It was really good.
Yeah, separate, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit weird when because you get so used to seeing Tom Holland. It's completely different. Not in the weird way that Avengers game is coming out is, where it's basically meant to be them but slightly different.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird. No, it's not that bad. But it's really good. So far, I've had a fight with Filson Whisk. He's a big, angry, thick boy. He took some serious taking out.
Mm.
It's like he was hiding behind all these traps. When he finally fights you, he's more difficult than all the traps put together. It's like, you could have just fought me to start with, Filson. Who else have I fought so far? Shocker. He had like a fly... He had like a flying suit like Iron Man, and you had to chase him around the city and keep pinning him down. And yeah, that was a good one. And... like, your mate in it is Otto Octavius, so I fucking can't wait for him to go sick and become the Elton John lookalike of the cartoons, who was my favourite baddie.
Oh, in his green suit with yellow pecs.
Yeah, he looked like Elton John. He had Elton John's hairdo. Rocket Man! He just, like, murders you with tentacles. He was always my favourite, though, because I always fucking loved those robot tentacles. They were dead cool, with the big grabby claws on the end.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to, hopefully...
The claws on the end, though, would they? If you had.
Stu, stop insinuating that we've all got dildo tentacles. Just stop. Stop it. Stop it.
So you fucking told.
Yes.
So where are you going to put it?
Up my. You met the game.
Yeah.
That's awkward. I will put it on probably the. I've got to put it on the good shelf. Because.
Really?
I
think it needs to be higher than that.
Only because. Bear with me. Superhero games don't always grip me for the whole length of it, so I'm worried that I might not get to finish it because I might. That's just obviously it's more me, but these are personal reviews.
Yeah, so don't judge me for putting Vampire Masquerade.
Exactly.
Down there,
exactly.
Fuck.
In fact, you know what? No, she's right. I'm being too harsh on it. No, I'll put it to Shart. It is a really good game. It looks nice. It plays well, and it constantly rewards you.
Yeah, the graphics are fucking well good.
Yeah, and it constantly rewards you for exploration and things like that, which is good. So yeah, all right then. I'll put it in Shart.
Spider-Man 2018.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, Spider-Spider, Spider-Man, Spider-Man, Spider-Man. He's a fucking Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
If Spider-Man had like. If you shot Webb, but as a spider, would it come out of his ass or out of his dick?
You're just waiting for the opportunity to say the word cum. Everything we say, Stu's there like, oh, can it turn into a cum reference? He's just waiting.
No, I was just curious. Because it wouldn't really come out of his wrist, would it?
Well, it's true that spiders themselves fire it from the anal gland.
Oh, there so you go. Guess...
Yeah, but it wouldn't be as appealing in Hollywood, would it, if Spider-Man was swinging ass
Spider-Man
first?
Would have to have... Spider-Man's suit would have to have like a little hallway ring piece, wouldn't it?
Butt flap. Oh, it always comes back to arses, cum. Honestly, no, how hard we try, Stu's always there in the background.
He's waiting, that's why. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Right. I've got another thing I want to talk about with games while we're at the tower.
Oh, go on, I'll ask for you.
So, this morning, I actually passed 200 hours on Satisfactory.
Dun, dun, dun.
200 hours, yeah.
Fucking
long
hell,
time,
man.
Isn't it?
It is
time.
A bit. That's like Empire Total War for me. And Stu.
Yeah, yeah. And I've got another one I want to talk about.
Go ahead.
But Stu said it's supposed to be scary. This mortuary assistant.
Oh, I've been hearing you guys bang on about this all week.
Yeah,
about
it's Pap.
Go on, tell me about it. Is it like that horror game where the girl had the grocery bags and was trying to fall over?
So you...
Did you record, by the way?
No. It's only about 5 minutes. Not downloaded it.
Why couldn't you record it then?
Because it couldn't be arsed.
Chart to left, where you can hear the co-hosts arguing. Go on, tell me about
it. So I downloaded it, and then you get this to do... Basically, the lead mortician fella has gone.
Yeah.
And he's asked you to go in to cover his shift because he's had a family emergency. And he's like, oh, I've never done an autopsy before. I said, it's all right, I've left your to-do list.
Okay, that's nice of us.
So you're like, right then. So you get there, and it's like, you have to put the scalpel on the table, put this on the table, put that on the table.
Sounds like a chore sofa.
Yeah, and then you have to find these three bottles and mix it to make this fluid. And it tells you, as it ticks off as it's going, and then there's like random bangs. You can hear this random heartbeat going off. It's obviously raining and thundering outside. And then you go to... You have to cut the jugular of this corpse. So you go to cut it, and then her eyes open. And
okay.
They're black and yellow, and she starts mumbling all this random shit. And the lights go out.
Yep.
And then they come back on, and she's gone.
Oh, no!
Yeah. And you're locked in, and there's writing on the walls. And then you open the door, and she stood there banging her head on the wall. Like in distance.
Like in Dead Space.
Yeah. And then you walk a bit closer, she looks at you, and then her body contorts in all the wrong way.
Okay.
Like, bending backwards and stuff. And then she gets thrown to the wall, like that, and then collapses, and then they say, that's the end of the demo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you weren't too impressed with it then, Ryan?
Well, it wasn't scary.
Stu, you were impressed with it.
Oh, I saw it. I thought this would be well creepy. If you don't know, if you go into this and not knowing what's going on,
Ryan,
creepy.
Ryan was just like,
pfft. Yeah, Ryan's just like,
back to Satisfactory. Fuck that.
Yeah, where's my factory at?
Yeah, where's my factory at, bro? Fair
this
enough.
This isn't a factory.
Wish I suppose that would lead us on to the final part of the podcast, where we're just going to go into the wizard's study, which is a room off the side of the wizard's tower where they contain all their books, dribbly candles, and there's all ravens sat around everywhere.
Is this the new band that was built at the bottom of the tower?
Well, some say it is, yeah. It's a big band that surrounds the shaft of the tower, and in times of great excitement, for some reason, vibrates. Some say it vibrates just before it fires suspicious fluid out of the chimney.
Yeah, it makes the rest of the tower look a lot firmer and, like...
It does. Somehow it makes it bigger and...
Yeah, a bit girthier and firmer.
I don't know how it's done it. I think it's maybe a visual illusion, but it's good,
yeah.
Isn't it? So here we are, yeah, in the wizard's study. And this is our new part of the podcast, which we're trialling out. But first, I think we'll probably best give the answer to the final of the Who Am I game, aren't we?
Yeah.
Did anyone actually give right in with that one, Stu?
No.
Fuck it then, we won't bother. to the wizard's study.
Yeah.
So, this new part of the podcast is going to be... Each week, one of us is going to do a bit of a more in-depth review for something we've watched on telly or seen a movie of or read a book of. And we're going to explain it to the fellow co-hosts. And then we'll have a discussion about it, because we're grown-ups, aren't we, Stu?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aren't we, Ryan?
Yeah.
So, who wants to go first?
Well, I didn't know how to prepare anything.
Neither did I.
I
didn't even know this.
I put it in the notes
exists.
And we did talk about it.
Yeah, we need a bit more notice. You were going to do it first because you'd put it there.
Oh, okay then. I'll do the first one if you like, yeah?
Yeah.
Alright. Here we go, Sarah. I'm reading the book at the moment called Abominable by a guy called Dan Simmons. And I'm going to describe the sort of broad strokes it to you without ruining too much of the plot. It's set in the mid-20s, and it's about a group of climbers that go on an illegal trip to Mount Everest to try and find the body of a British lord who died up there. And there's also the bodies of George Mallory and Sandy Irvine, who were real climbers who went missing on the mountain in the 20s. Mm. One of their bodies has never been found, but the other one has in the 90s. So it took them 80 years to find one of them. He's been preserved on the mountain, it's creepy, man.
Well, a lot of the bodies on Everest are just left there, aren't they?
Well, yeah.
And one became a marker for a while. Green Boots.
Green Boots, yeah, he's still there, isn't he?
No, he's been rescued now.
It's probably... Or did he just get washed away in a glacier? I hope he get washed away in glaciers. Glacier falls and things. But anyway, they have to climb the mountain to find this. They've got their trip funded because they've agreed to find this lord who's disappeared up there. But really, they just want to climb to the top of Everest to be the first ones to do it. But there's this whole sort of sneaky side plot where everyone's saying that it's a bad year to go up there because the Yetis are restless. Like, is there going to be Yetis? It is called Abominable. There could be. But also, some Nazis have been sniffing around Everest as well. So, clearly this guy's disappeared in mysterious circumstances, and our three intrepid climbers are going to go up there. Mm. What's going to happen? I mean, the book's really good. It describes all the horrors that one might have mountain climbing. The whole first third of the book is about getting ready to go to Everest, so it's got more climbing different mountains and discussing tactics and gear and stuff. It's really in-depth. You have to be a bit patient with it, I think, to start with. But it's like, I now know all sorts about mountain climbing. I wouldn't do it, because it's fucking terrifying. But fair play to them. And yeah, it's just really good. I mean, have you guys ever, like... what's your thoughts on, like, adventure stories like that?
Depends. I need to be gripped fairly early when I'm reading the book.
Yeah, so if I get into, like, a third way through it, I'm still going, and it doesn't get read. Simple as. But then I'm quite fussy with what I read. I don't read anything, I suppose. This was recommended to me, and it is good.
I like reading really gory crime novels.
I've not read a good crime thriller in a while.
I read all of Chris Carter's. Some of them brutal.
Yeah, I mean, I know Stu's not much of a book fan. I remember that time when we said that Warhammer 40,000 book was unreadable.
It was unreadable.
Like, why is he doing this? Why is he doing this now? It's well out of character. Stuart's a different character. He's got a different name. Has he?
Yeah, we didn't help it because he was about payoff Marines, and they all had weird, like, fucking what, like Latin fake Latin type names.
My name
they
is.
All sounded similar.
My name is Dominus Chodus of the 5th Legion, and he's Chodus Dominus of the 7th Legion.
Yeah.
But no, fair enough. So that's my recommendation for this week. Abominable. It's pretty cheap, I think, isn't it? Got it pretty cheap. I got it for £2 on Kindle. Fucking beautiful, mate. So go and buy it. That's my suggestion. Yeah, baby. So what are you guys jumping next week?
Yeah.
Gives you a week to prep. And also, it's worth saying at the end of the podcast, as we are now, that we're going to start looking at getting some guests on soon. Not people you guys have heard of. They're sort of in their own fields, one might say. One's a streamer and one's a creator of Warhammer 40,000 models. And obviously, they're our friends from real life. So we'll look forward to speaking to them on future episodes, yeah? And also, I've got to say, how the fuck did the wizards just get down from the tower? And why are we up here?
Well, we're in the study. They're upstairs.
Oh, this illusion magic's too powerful. I didn't realise they swapped us back round.
Swapped who back round?
What was Ryan?
What are you talking about?
Like, we were just in the, like, watching the wizards through some weird wizardly magic.
Yeah, we left ages ago and left them up there talking about games or something.
I must have gone into a weird trance state or something. Sorry about that,
we
guys.
We came and sat down here in the study. And
I thought it got chilling out. I thought it got weird because the wizards thought we were gone and then just started, like, they closed the curtains and I heard a load of grunting noises. I thought that was part of the what they did. Oh, God, that was weird.
I've not watched that bit before.
No, well, should we try it next time? See what they did.
No.
No, please. Please, no. Don't make me do it, Daddy. And that... everyone, is the end of the podcast. It's time for the outro. And as usual, we use our outro expert. It's Ryan, everyone.
Hiya. Yes, you've been listening to Shark Select. You can find us on Twitter at Shark Select Pod. I'm Ryan. You can find me on Twitter at Shark Select Ryan. This is Winstolf. You can find him at Winstolf on Twitter. Have you changed your handle yet?
No.
Winstorf with an O, not a zero. But if you want to go on his website, it's www.winstorfportal.blog, where there is a zero instead of an O.
And you can read all our episode guides.
Yeah. And if you want to catch Stuart, he's in charge of the Short Select Pod.
Follow us on Patreon. Become a Patreon. We will love you forever.
Yeah, www.patreon.com/shortselect. See you next week.
All the money
follow us on Spotify.
Follow us on Spotify, baby. And all the money you kindly give to us via Patreon will be reinvested back into the podcast. So we won't go out and buy extravagant sex toys or anything like that for ourselves.
No, definitely no big meaty strap-ons.
I mean, Stu's already got a good collection. He doesn't need podcast money for that. And with that
we're not getting custom ones.
Bye.
Yeah, let's just go. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
You can hear this last bit. Bye.